During the night of March the 8th, 1916, they returned to the main camp, which was located about 23 miles from Kut El Amara. The unusual conditions and the immense difficulties which confronted the English relief force may be more easily understood from the following very graphic description of this undertaking, rendered by the official representative of the British press with the Tigris Corps. The assembly was at the Pools of Siloam, a spot where we used to water our horses, 2 miles southwest of Thorny Nullah. We left camp at 7, just as it was getting dark. We had gone a mile when we saw the lamps of the assembly posts. Thousands of men were to meet here from different points, horse, foot, and guns. They would proceed in 3 columns to a point south of west, where they would bifurcate and take a new direction. Columns A and B making for the depression south of the Djulai redoubt, column C for a point facing the Turkish lines between the Djula and Sin Afdar redoubts. There was never such a night march. Somebody quoted Tel el Kebir as a precedent, but the difficulties here were doubled, the assembly and guidance of so large a force over the ground untrodden by us previously, and featureless save for a nullah and some scattered sandhills, demanded something like genius in discipline and organisation. I was the sapper who guided the column. Our odd little party reported themselves to the staff officer under the red lamp of column A. "Who are you?" he asked, and it tickled my vanity to think that we, the scouts, were for a moment the most vital organ of the whole machine. If anything miscarried with us, it would mean confusion, perhaps disaster. For in making a flank march round the enemy's position, we were disregarding, with justifiable confidence, the first axiom of war. We were an odd group. There was the sapper guide. He had his steps to count and his compass to look to when his eyes were not on a bearing of the stars. And there was the guard of the guide to protect him from the suggestions of doubts as to the correctness of his line. Everything must depend on one head, and any interruption might throw him off course. As we were starting, I heard a digression under the lamp. I make it 5:30 from Sirius. I make it 2 fingers left of that. Oh, you're going by the core map. 206 degrees true? I was going by the magnetic bearing. Ominous warnings of what might happen if too many guides directed the march.